Good morning. Whether you are joining us online or out there in House and Hall or in here in the sanctuary, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I'm the Reverend Michelle LaGrave, the co-lead interim minister here. I am a queer, white, middle-aged woman with short, spiky, blondish hair, and my pronouns are she, her. It is so good to be with all of you this morning. I especially want to welcome those of you who are new to this congregation. If you are joining us remotely, and if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know from where you are viewing the service. We love to see those hellos. Sometimes they're as far away as Alaska or Germany or all over the place. Either way, we invite you to fill out the online visitor form at austinuu.org. Simply click on worship, then follow the link to the form. We would love the opportunity to get to know you all better. This morning, it is my special joy to welcome the Reverend Patrice P.K. Curtis to our pulpit. I have the opportunity to work with Patrice very often on Zoom, so I am super excited that they are here in person today. Reverend Patrice is the UUA's Transformational Interim Ministries Director. It's a mouthful. They do a lot. Patrice collaborates with and supports transitions ministers like me, as well as religious educators and music directors, in amplifying belonging, diversity, equity, and inclusion within congregations, and in querying unhealthy patterns that make beloved community difficult to realize. Before their ministry at the UUA, Rev. Patrice served three congregations, the Church of the Larger Fellowship, and the UU Justice Ministry of California. Welcome, Patrice. We're so glad you're here. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, wherever you find yourself on your life's journey, whichever your pronouns, whomever your ancestors, whatever your abilities or disabilities, whether you've walked in or rolled in or joined in online, whomever you love, you are welcome here. You belong here. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark of the divine in every person. It is in this tradition, this living tradition, that I invite you to greet the holy among us, either in the comments or by turning to those around you. Let us do so now.
I want to introduce myself. My name is Ronan. I am a trans, queer, white person wearing a button-up. I have brown hair, and that's the gist. Now let us light the chalice. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as our struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship is number 35 in Lifting Our Voices, Readings in the Living Tradition, by Sobhanfu Somme. Sobhanfu Somme was born and raised in Burkina Faso, in West Africa, in a small village of a few hundred. Her name means keeper of ritual. Community is the spirit, the guiding light of the tribe, whereby people come together in order to fulfill a specific purpose, to help others fulfill their purpose, and to take care of one another. Come, let us worship together.
One of the things that binds First UU together as a religious community is that the congregation has a common purpose. For this congregation, that common purpose is the mission. The congregation wrote it together and put it up on the wall in big, beautiful letters. Every Sunday, we say it together so that we may more readily carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let us say it together now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
Hello. My name's Molly. I am one of the RE teachers here. I currently teach the 3rd through 5th grade class. I am a white woman with long brown hair and a ponytail and a blue shirt. I use she, her pronouns. And I'm going to be reading the story for all ages today. So I'm going to invite all the kids or anyone who wants to come up and join to have a close view. I love an early adopter. A close view of the pictures to join me up on stage. We're going to be reading Where Are You From? By Yamila Syed Mendez, with illustrations by Jamie Kim. Where are you from? They ask. Is your mom from here? Is your dad from there? They ask. I'm from here, from today. Same as everyone else, I say. Now, where are you really from? They insist. I ask Abuelo, because he knows everything. And like me, he looks like he doesn't belong. Where am I from? Abuelo thinks. He squints his eyes like he's looking inside for the answer. You are from the Pampas, the open, free land, he says. You're from the Gaucho, brave and strong. From the brown river that cleanses and feeds the land, that gives us the grain for our bread, the milk from the cows. You're from mountains so high, they tickle Señor Cielo's belly, where the condor roosts his family and the jaguar prowls the night. See the condor? But you're also from the warm blue oceans the copper warriors tried to tame. And the elegant palm trees stretch their fingers to caress. You're from the hurricanes and the dark storms, and a tiny singing frog that calls the island people home when the sun goes to sleep. You're from the land where our ancestors built a home for all, even when they were in chains because of the color of their skin. You're from the grandmothers who search for their grandchildren, waiting, always waiting in a plaza, their white handkerchiefs wrapping the sorrow of their thoughts. You're from the sunshine that lights our path in this world and the rain that washes away our mistakes. But Abuelo, where am I really from? And Abuelo laughs. You want a place? And he points to his heart and he said, you're from here, from my love, and the love of all those before us. From those who dreamed of you because of a song sung under the Southern Cross, of the words in a book written under the light of the North Star. You You're from all of us. I am. She's this one on the end, and she's playing with all of the members of her family.
Today's reading. What You Risk Telling Your Story by Laura Ann Hershey. Laura Ann Hershey lived from 1962 to 2010. Ms. Hershey was a white poet, journalist, feminist, and a disability rights activist and consultant. Known to have parked her wheelchair in front of buses, Hershey was one of the leaders of a protest against the paternalistic attitudes and images of people with disabilities inherent to Jerry Lewis's MDA telethon. She had spinal muscular atrophy. What You Risk Telling Your Story. You will bore them. Your voice will break. Your ink spill and stain your coat. No one will understand. Their eyes become fences. You will park yourself forever on the outside. Your differences, once and for all, revealed. Dangerous. The names you give to yourself will become epithets. Your happiness will be called bravery, denial. Your sadness will justify their pity. Your fear will magnify their fears. Everything you say will prove something about their God or their economic system. Your feelings that change day to day, kaleidoscopic, will freeze in place, brand you forever, justify anything they decide to do with you. Those with power can afford to tell their story or not. Those without power risk everything to tell their story and must. Someone, somewhere, will hear your story and decide to fight, to live, and refuse compromise. Someone else will tell her own story, risking everything.
Good morning, beloveds. Good morning. I'm Reverend PK. I am a brown African-American with, shockingly, to my surprise, graying hair. I am wearing a dark blue button-down shirt with little gray dots and one of my favorite stoles, which has the forest at the bottom of it. I invite you now to wiggle in your seat a little bit if you need to. Find your center. Imagine your toes are curling into Mother Earth herself, supporting your body. Sink into the seat and let it support you. Let your shoulders relax. Notice your breath coming in and going out. Hear the voice of the person next to you, the voice of their breath. Sink in to the voice of the precious baby that is with us. Breathing together, we enter into a time of sacred silence, all the while remembering that nowhere is the world fully silent. I invite you now to light a candle if you are so moved. Candles representing sorrow, joy, hope, remembrance, resilience, those who are affected by war. Whatever it is you need to honor during this time. And as we light candles, I invite you to keep in your mind and heart members of our community who are ill or in sorrow and hold them in your hearts. And let us also keep in our hearts unspoken those celebrating joys. And we will hold silence together throughout this meditative time. And we light one last candle for those for whom there is no one to light a candle.
We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again.
Sarah York, a retired UU minister, writes, "We receive fragments of holiness, glimpses of eternity, brief moments of insight. Let us gather them up for the precious gifts that they are, and, renewed by their grace, move boldly into the unknown."
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.